Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and I'm going to be sharing how you can understand and apply the prophetic through practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that make it relevant to everyday life so that you can prepare the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. This is Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Well, hello, guys, and welcome to episode 27. Titled Salvation Has Come to the House of Israel. This is a recent prophetic word that the Lord gave me, which I have released in article format and print versions on our social media sites, but I want to be also sure to get it out in podcast format for those of you who follow our show, and perhaps you wouldn't see those other written platforms. For many years now, I've had a specific assignment from the Lord to pray for the salvation of the Jews and for the Jewish nation, that they would return to the land and to the Lord. People that pray for Israel receive a special blessing. I'm not sure if you knew that, but you can see the basis for that right out of Genesis 12:3, in which we are told that those who bless Israel will be blessed by the Lord. Now, little did I know that I would come to have a far more vested interest in praying for the Jewish people than I had ever realized. Because as it turned out, my youngest son recently married a beautiful young Jewish woman. Needless to say, I am praying with brand new enthusiasm for the salvation of the Jews, not only for my young daughter-in-law, but for all of her family and, of course, for future generations, as in my grandchildren, for sure. 1 Peter chapter 2 tells us that once you are a believer, you are part of a holy nation. So I believe that these grandchildren would have a double blessing. They'd be part of the Jewish heritage passed down from their mother, and they would be also Christians and have that Christian heritage. I like to call that being of the kingdom nation. So yes, that's something I'm praying for indeed. And in deeper intercession, I heard something recently. Has that ever happened to you? Because when I was in deep intercession for the Jews, I found myself praying and decreeing something, not from my mind, but from my spirit, so that I had to stop myself and say, what? What did I just say? What did I just pray? I imagine that's happened to you too. Now, as I've written in previous articles, the nation of Israel and the Jewish people play a critical role in worldwide revival and harvest. Certain important end-time prophecies have already come to pass, like the founding of the State of Israel in May of 1948 and the liberation of the Old City of Jerusalem in June of 1967. Now you can refer to Isaiah 66:8 and Luke 21:24 for the references to those. The increase of the Messianic movement among Jews, both inside and outside of Israel, has followed these events. Let me read a scripture for you. This is Romans 11:12, New King James Version. Now, if their fall is riches for the world, and their failure riches for the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Now, that scripture reveals that if the Jews falling away was riches, meaning unto salvation for the Gentiles and for the world, how much more their fullness will be. Verse 15 says, if their being cast away is the reconciling of the world, then their acceptance of the Messiah will be as life from the dead. Right? It's hard to understand, but the Lord had a divine purpose in the fact that Israel rejected him from the very beginning so that the Gentiles could come to him. That is mind-boggling to me. And the book of Ezekiel declares that after Israel is restored, then the nations will know that I am the Lord. That's referenced in Ezekiel 36:23. The increase of world revival, signs and wonders, and significant advances in evangelism that followed the restoration of the land or nation of Israel and the beginnings of their return to the Lord are well documented. And this brings a realization that there are specific things that will trigger the end time harvest. And I cannot tell you any more emphatically than this that one of them is prayer for the Jews. Now, I want to be sure and link an article You'll find this on the cbnshows.com notes, a version of this episode. This article is called Unlocking the Harvest, I'm Planning to Do a New Thing. So you'll find the full version of what I just talked about there. And also, I'll just mention too that there's a larger version of how I got this specific prayer assignment from the Lord. And you can find that in The Signal from God. That's one of my books, my second book, chapter 3, called Not My People. You can order that from our website, www.starfireministries.org, or from Amazon. And that will also give you a little bit more detail about what I'm talking to you about. So remember I said that I found myself praying something out of my spirit lately, and I had to ask myself, what did I just pray? So here is what I found myself repeatedly saying and praying. Salvation has come to the house of Israel. Now, friends, you who are listening, as a fellow joint heir with Christ and a fellow friend of the Jews, I want to invite you to join me to echo that following decree. Let's just say it together even. As it is being spoken in heaven, we want to echo it on earth. Remember, it's salvation has come to the house of Israel. Say it with me. Salvation has come to the house of Israel. Salvation has come to the house of Israel. Proclaim it. Salvation has come to the house of Israel. Amen. I believe that is a powerful decree. As I was writing this prophetic word, the Holy Spirit just descended. It was some of the most anointed time I've ever spent with the Lord as He gave me this word to bring forth for you. Let's close this segment here by reading Psalm 14:7 out of the New King James. It says, "Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord brings back the captivity of His people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad." Now, you probably already know this, but Zion is a representation of the church. Oh, that salvation of Israel would come out of Zion, that the church would pray it in. Do you understand? This is so rich and profound. If you carry a burden for Israel, for a revival, or for the release of the end time harvest, I suggest you study the scripture passages that I have mentioned above and pray them over Israel. Pray them over Israel, because the salvation of the Jews is key to not only fulfilling the purposes of God, but also to the unlocking of the end time harvest. Let's just close in prayer. Lord, thank you for revealing your heart to us. Thank you for showing us that heaven is resounding with the decree that salvation has come to the house of Israel. Thank you for letting us partner with you to echo this decree on earth as it is in heaven. Father, please let it be so as you have spoken and as your church and your people have agreed with you. Father, let it be so in Jesus' name. Let it be so. Amen. Well, bless you, and thank you for listening to Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our show, and also please rate and review it on iTunes, because your positive review helps us reach more people with our message. And please visit our website at www.starfireministries.org. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter there, and you can also donate, read our latest articles, and keep up to date with us on all of our social media sites there. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you next time.